From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. For the first time since the start of the pandemic, Utah's growth in 2025 wasn't driven by people moving into the state. KUER's David Kondos has more.
More babies were born in Utah this year than in any other year since 2019. That's according to a new report from the Kemsey Gardner Policy Institute at the University of Utah. It says of all the new people the state added, 57% came from births and 43% came from migration. That's a reversal of the previous 4 years. And despite an uptick in new babies, Utah's overall growth rate slowed for the fourth year in a row, following a pandemic bump. The state grew by 1.3% this year, adding more than 44,000 new residents. The fastest growing counties were Tooele and Iron, with Washington, Grand, and Utah counties following close behind. For KUER News, I'm David Kondos in St. George.
Utah's unseasonably warm temperatures mean everyone on the road needs to be extra alert. That's because more people are out riding bikes and taking walks. The state says it's already been a lethal year in Utah, with a record number of motorcyclist deaths. 114 pedestrians and people on bicycles and motorcycles have been killed so far this year. The Utah Department of Public Safety says drivers should slow down in dark or congested areas and drive focused. And it tells motorcyclists to wear a helmet and take a rider skills course. Pedestrians should use a light and wear something reflective. And they should try to make eye contact with drivers before stepping onto the road. Utah is testing out new technology to prevent tire blowouts on semi-trucks. The Utah Department of Transportation says it could mean fewer crashes. John Gleason is with UDOT. He says truck drivers are supposed to check out their tires every day before they get going, but that's just a start.
Not all of those problems are obvious, and so it can change out there on the road in real time when you hit a nail or any type of road debris. And many times, if you're driving a big rig, you're not going to know that that's an issue until it's too late.
The new tech is called an in-road tire anomaly detector, and it's located at 6 of the state's ports of entry. Drivers roll over sensors that take an image of the tires, and software uses artificial intelligence to look for problems. Then an inspector can check it out and see how bad it is and how it can be fixed. The first day the system went live in Echo, Utah this year, it found more than 20 flat tires. Utah State University might be getting an institute to study wildfires in the West. The plan is part of a bill that passed the U.S. House this week and now goes to the Senate. It's backed by all of Utah's senators and representatives in Washington. The institute would be a place for research on how to reduce wildfire risk and how to restore the land after they happen. Representative Mike Kennedy introduced the bill. He says studies at the institute could lead to more resilient forests, safer communities, and less strain on Utah's firefighters and emergency services. Utah added a lot of fish to its lakes and other water bodies this year. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources stocked more than 11 million fish. That's down from last year's bump of nearly 13 million. Most come from state hatcheries, but some are brought in from out of state, and there were some supply issues. The state also says in recent years it's stocking fewer fish, but adding larger ones to boost survival rates. There wouldn't be enough fish for anglers if the state didn't supplement wild populations. And the efforts help threatened or endangered fish like the June sucker. You're listening to KUER News.